Well, the 2011 session was the session of immigration for our state and our neighbors, as Florida narrowly missed passing an immigration law that would have put the ag sector at great risk of not having adequate labor to perform necessary and intensive field work. But our fellow farmers in Alabama and Georgia were not so lucky. But fortunately, during this 2012 legislative session, the subject has not been widely discussed. However, it doesn't mean that the labor issue doesn't need to be addressed, with many pointing to the fact that it should be a priority on the federal level, something that USDA Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack agreed to as he gave it national attention during USDA's Ag Outlook Forum.
The sad reality of today is that crops will be raised in this country this year that may not be harvested because there simply is not the workforce to get the job done.
Vilsack said lawmakers need to stop avoiding dealing with the issue of immigration.
There's no excuse for the effort of some seeking to demonize immigrant labor or prevent meaningful reform of a system that everyone in the Congress and in the country admits is not functioning. The country needs its elected political leaders to have the political courage to do what is right for the country and for agriculture by fixing this broken system and fixing it now.
Vilsack added that the only good fix would be a comprehensive immigration reform bill, something that the ag industry has been calling on for years. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.